is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levin, Lou Bring, his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Dennis Day.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Old Kraft Music Hall. Now, here's a little song about a complaint that I don't have anymore.
Ma, she's making eyes at me. Ma, she's often nice to me. Ma, she's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside her. Mercy, let her conscience guide her. Ma, she wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute she gets bolder. Now she's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, she's kissing me. Ma, 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 she's holding hands with me. Ma, how nice she stands with me. Ma, she's pinching both of my cheeks. Song she's cooing, I'm forgetting what I'm doing. Ma, she's pretty as can be. Lights are turning dim. Love for me is growing stronger. I can't hold out any longer. Ma, ma, she's kissing me. Oh, yeah, ma, ma.
Al, I want to congratulate you. You get up here and work hard every week, but most men your age are feeding pigeons in the park.
Ken, look, about feeding pigeons in the park, yeah. You know, I do that too.
Yeah.
But the pigeons don't seem to realize that I'm the original Al Jolson. They think I'm just another statue. But, Ken, I really should be congratulating you. I read yesterday in the Daily News that this is a sort of an anniversary for you.
Yes, Al, this is my 2000th transcontinental broadcast.
2000 broadcast. Gee, Ken, a lot of words have gone under your bridge.
I've seen a lot of talent in the music hall, Al, but in my opinion, you're the greatest. I could stand here and listen to you sing forever.
You're going to have to. There's no way to stop them.
Oscar, look, you always come in with a dirty crack. Where do you get all those nasty things you say every week?
The little boy next door writes them on our fence.
Well, you could try and be nice today, especially because this is really an occasion. Ken Cobbin is making his 2000 broadcast, and this, for your information and everybody's, is his 12th year with Kraft.
Congratulations, Ken. Maybe someday they'll put your name up in cheese.
Oscar, look, wouldn't it be wonderful if you and I would stay with Kraft for 12 years?
Hmm? Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Why?
People would say, who's that old man playing piano with Al Jolson?
Well, Oscar, I hope we're together a long, long time. If for no other reason than to be able to hear you play about the girl I love, the former Congresswoman Claire de Lune.
Thank you.
you're spending extra money for Christmas, save money on the food bills.
How?
By serving cheese main dishes often. Now, the price of cheese is down, and ounce for ounce, there's no other basic food that matches cheese for high-quality, complete protein, for calcium, phosphorus, and other nutrients from milk. So get smooth-melting Kraft American or Old English brand pasteurized process varieties for grand cheese casserole dishes, for cheese sauce, cheese souffle, and so on. Get K-brand natural cheese for husky luncheon sandwiches, plain or toasted. You'll please the family, feed them well, and save money by cooking with cheese often.
Oh, Oscar, don't stop playing. Just don't stop. You know, the more I hear you, the more I realize how beautiful you play. The classics are just putty in your hands.
I play even better when I don't have putty in my hands. But there's one thing that bothers me, Al. You never let me sing anymore.
I let you sing, Oscar, but people would tune in to music hall and they'd say, why doesn't Al Jolson stop trying to imitate Carmen Lombardo?
Please, Al, let me sing. Haven't I done everything you asked for? Haven't I put a billboard on my front lawn in Beverly Hills that says, I work for Al Jolson, the big Kraft cheese entertainer?
Oh, yes, Oscar, that reminds me. I drove by the other night and some of the light bulbs are missing. It says you work for Al Jolson, the big cheese. I don't like that.
I'll fix it, Al. But can I sing?
No, I think you'd better stick to playing the piano and let me handle the song department, huh?
Crosby wouldn't let me sing either. I must have a voice.
Oh, that's lovely, Oscar. Smoke gets in your eyes from Roberta, huh? Let's do it. What do you say, son?
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find those who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chopped them and I gaily laughed to think they would doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friend divide, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Heard a song, wasn't it, Oscar?
I don't know. Your voice got in my eyes.
Well, no matter what you think of those old songs, Oscar, they take me back through the years. In those days, I remember after the show, we'd all congregate at that famous New York restaurant, Luschau's, on 14th Street.
Oh, that's where, as a starving kid, you used to press your nose against the window.
Yes, Oscar, you're right.
It wouldn't hurt if you went back and pressed your nose again.
Really?
It's getting wrinkled.
Well, have you a little joke, Oscar, and believe me, it's little.
I'm sorry, Al. I love those old days and tunes as much as you do.
Yeah?
And I'm going to play one for you, just to show you my heart's in the right place.
I don't care about your heart. Just make sure your piano's in the right place.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me, they didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, and I certainly am gonna tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me.
Al, your rendition of that song was simply great. I never heard anything more wonderful or more thrilling. Every note you sang blended to make a symphony of beauty, a glorious splash of color, very much like a Christmas tree.
Say all the pretty things you want, Oscar, but you ain't getting nothing for Christmas.
Al, you know that song you just sang?
Yeah.
It didn't do a thing to me.
Well, Oscar, you may sit in the corner because I'm going to sing all by myself.
Joseph's going to sing all by himself with an orchestra of 36 men.
Oscar, will you stop talking?
I'm talking to myself.
You're in bad company again.
Play, Lou, please.
All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. I'm all by myself, and I get lonely watching the clock on the shelf. I love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I think I'm gonna lay there. I hate to grow older. All by myself.
Here's a fancy cooking trick you should have for the holidays. It's the 2-minute way to turn an ordinary dessert into something super special. You do it by whipping the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Just put a package of genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese in a little bowl, add a very small amount of milk, and whip it up with a spoon. In a jiffy, that rich and wonderfully fresh-tasting cream cheese gets fluffy light. Here's a licking good topping for gingerbread, baked apples, baked pears, cherry tarts, or any one-crust fruit pie. Just be sure you do this trick with a cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft, the one and only Philadelphia brand. Every time you buy cream cheese, make sure that the packages are marked with the word Philadelphia, the brand that's been famous for flavor more than 60 years.
So keep on looking for a building and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
Hello, folks. This is Kraft Music Hall starring Asa Dennis Day McNulty.
Hey, Dennis, what's the idea of imitating me?
Imitating you? Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Al Jolson.
Well, gee, you can't be Al Jolson.
Why?
You're much younger looking than Mr. Benny.
You know, that's the nicest thing that's been said about me since I've been on this program.
Oh, I like to make people happy, even if I have to lie.
Dennis, that wasn't a bad imitation you did of me. How did you learn it?
Well, Mr. Benny insisted that I learn to imitate all the celebrities. It saves money on guest stars.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Don't tell me that all the guests you've had on the Jack Benny program were your imitations.
Benita, darling, will you bring me a crumpet, please? Bring me a hard one. I want to throw it at Jack Benny.
Dennis, how would you like to come and work for me, huh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Jolson, but that would give me three shows. All those previews and rehearsals. Gee, I have to have at least one night a week off.
Oh, you got a girl, huh?
No, I'm finishing a sweater. You see, Mr. Benny doesn't allow his employees to go around with women because right away they start buying presents for them and spending money, and then they want raises.
But, Dennis, what do you do for women?
Practically anything.
Well, I just can't believe that Jack Benny won't allow you to go out with a girl.
Well, if you promise not to tell Mr. Benny, I did take a girl bowling once.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't my fault. She lied to me.
She lied to you? What do you mean?
Well, she said she was a boy.
Well, why didn't you speak up? You must have noticed there was something different.
Yeah, but I didn't want to embarrass him.
This boy is almost as sweet as I was when I was a boy. According to the movie of my life.
Mr. Jolson, if I did come on your show, what would you do with Mr. Levant?
Well, there wouldn't be any conflict there, son. Oscar is in a different field of music. You see, he's a great pianist.
A pianist? What does he play?
The piano, of course. Can you play piano?
No, but I'm sure I could learn. I'm a genius.
Uh-oh, another genius.
Did you mention my name?
I just said genius.
Same thing.
Gee, Oscar Levant. When I hear that name, I think of Shostakovich, Debussy, Tchaikovsky, Kachaturian.
When I hear that name, I just think of an unpressed suit.
Say, Mr. Levant, you know who I am, don't you?
Sure, I hear you on the Bob Hope Show. You're Doris Day.
Oh, no, she's built differently. But, Mr. Levant, my mother loves you. In fact, she wishes you play the piano all night.
Really?
Yeah, my father snores something awful.
Why don't you try playing a Jolson record?
That's what puts him to sleep.
Look, Dennis, let's not have any more insults about my voice. Let me give you a little information, son. I was singing before you were born.
Gee, that's wonderful. I've only been singing since after I was born.
Isn't it wonderful the success a guy can make just because his voice doesn't change?
Now, wait a minute, Oscar. Just a moment. I was talking to Dennis about coming to work for me.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Levant. By the way, is this the only show you have?
Why, yes, it is.
Peasant, I have two shows.
Pig.
Oscar, will you sit down, Mr. Day and I are going to talk business. Now, Dennis, let's you and I get our heads together.
Well, there's two heads that are no better than one.
Dennis, look, why don't you come to work for me? I know you're doing well for a young fella, but... And it's really remarkable. You know, when I was your age, son, I had nothing. I remember I used to stand on the street corner singing with holes in my pants.
You've got them sewed up now?
Please, Dennis, I'm going to ask you once more. Are you coming to work on my program?
Well, Mr. Jolson, it wouldn't be right. I can't leave Mr. Benny. He needs me. He's so helpless. Why, just last night, the volume control on his electric blanket got stuck.
He didn't get burned, did he?
Well, we had to scrape him a little.
Well, why is Jack so careless?
Oh, it's all on account of him not wearing his glasses. Since he got back from England, he's been wearing a monocle.
Oh, that kills me. Jack Benny wearing a monocle.
Well, it's not exactly a monocle. It's a lifesaver with a bifocal hole.
Look, Dennis, do you want to work for me or not?
Well, after discussing this whole thing, Mr. Jolson, I don't think I'd better come with you. People would tune in and they'd be awfully startled to hear...
And now, yours truly, Patrick Dennis McNulty, will bring you a breath of blarney from the old sod with Clancy Lord the Boom.
Yes, and begar, I think the lad is right. Lord the Boom, Dennis McGay.
And so, Dine McClick to you, Anthony Kinder.
Now, Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean.
The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, just shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, O'Leary, look out! Clancy lowered the boom. Hold that Clancy! Hold that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
for goodness sake, now do I smell perfume?
Before you could start your chew in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got to the Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before he could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night.
McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight.
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Sure, it's the grandest sight you ever did see when Asa McJolson lowered the boom.
For 60 different Christmas seasons, one brand of cream cheese has been far and away the favorite with homemakers. It's Philadelphia brand, of course, the cream cheese made only by Kraft. As a matter of fact, Philadelphia brand is so famous that some people mistakenly think that any cream cheese is Philadelphia cream cheese. Now, don't make that mistake. Only the package marked Philadelphia brand brings you the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh. Here's the rich, exquisitely delicate flavor you want for appetizers and sandwiches, for your fresh holiday salads, your rich holiday desserts, and your cheese trays. Whenever you buy cream cheese, see the words Philadelphia brand and get the kind that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft.
Folks, of all the wonderful music that Jerome Kern has written, I'm sure everyone will agree that his greatest score was for Showboat. And from that show, here is my favorite.
Lots of folks work on the Mississippi. Lots of folks work while the white man plays. Pulling them boats from the dawn to sunset. Getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. Just don't ask mate to wipe or frown. Bend your knee, bow your head. Pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream that they call the Jordan. There's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plant them, he'll soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked in pain. Hold that bar, lift that sail.
Get a little drunk, and you land in a jail. I guess weary, sick of trying. I'm tired of living and fear of dying.
Everybody.
Tennessee appears with the courtesy of the Colgate Palmolive Seed Company. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, his orchestra chorus, and our guest, Diana Shaw. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy the Morning Guest on the CSS Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.